Hey, what's up? Thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel if you are a Sigma. Also, The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Spotify and Apple. So please share the podcast with your friends and family so they can understand you better as a Sigma male. Now for today's topic, the Sigma in leadership versus the Alpha in leadership. We're going to compare how these two types differ in their styles of leading. And also as a follow-up topic, can the Alpha and Sigma ever work together? So let's get into it. Now, what many people may not know or completely understand is that the Sigma male is essentially the introverted Alpha, or the thinking Alpha, or even the evolved Alpha, meaning that the Sigma and the Alpha have many similar traits like high confidence, both are very attractive to women, and they both have high social ranking. But the Alpha is extroverted and the Sigma is introverted. And because the Alpha is extroverted, he is very loud, animated, social, and gets a lot of energy from being around other people. The Alpha also needs social validation and approval for his confidence to be high. He needs betas to validate him and support him. And this is because the Alpha relies completely on the social hierarchy to have significance and power. Whereas the Sigma male is introverted, but he is not shy at all. So the Sigma is the evolved version of the Alpha. He is the thinking Alpha. And it's what the Alpha can turn into when he is fully matured and has elevated to the next dimension and level. And so the Sigma is more of a deep thinker, more reserved, more calculated, much smoother, and is far more introspective. He is able to control and manage his aggression and emotions. So imagine an Alpha that doesn't need social validation or approval from others. An Alpha that doesn't need to tell everyone who he is or his status so that he can gain people's approval. An Alpha that is a deep thinker and strategist. An Alpha that doesn't care to be a part of a group or organization. That is the Sigma male. He is the introverted Alpha or the evolved Alpha. So before modern civilization, the Alphas ruled and dominated by using aggression and force. It is more of an animalistic nature rather than a humanistic nature. But within the animal kingdom and during a time before modern civilization, the highest aggression and most dominant ones are the ones that survive and thrive. But as modern civilization began to develop and we began having access to newer technology and ways of life, and we just became more civilized and less brutal, some Alphas began to evolve into more of a thinking Alpha, which is the Sigma. Because civilization had evolved and it didn't require us to be so animalistic in order to survive. See, before we became a civilized society with laws, court systems, and governments, it was every man for himself. So raw aggression and force was the way of survival. But now that we are more civilized and evolved, that raw aggression is not needed to survive. It can actually become a fatal flaw within modern society if it is not mastered. And I even see many older or more mature Alphas becoming more Sigma as they age. They begin to evolve out of that more primitive nature and into a higher level. They become less controlled by their emotions and begin to become more introspective and sometimes even spiritual. They become wiser and more experienced. They become more reserved, less aggressive, less insecure, and they don't try so hard to impress people. And then we have the natural or true Sigmas beginning to thrive in modern civilization because society is now more civilized and now favors those that have high intellect, self-control, spiritual depth, introspection, and emotional mastery. And the Sigma never seeks approval from anyone, nor does he seek social validation. The Sigma does not care what anyone thinks about him. The Sigma doesn't care if you are the CEO of a large corporation or even a famous rock star. He will not be impressed by any of that. And the Sigma male is the one that can see right through people as soon as he meets them. So he will instantly see the essence of a person because the Sigma is highly intuitive. He has the ability to read between the lines and picks up on the little things that most people cannot see or detect. And so the Sigma is not impressed by status, titles, position, or money. But the Sigma instead looks at the character of a person and feels the vibe that a person emits. And this is what will determine if a Sigma will have respect for someone or not. And the Sigma absolutely cannot stand superficial or fake people. And this is why most of my close friends and inner circle are everyday common people. Because they are usually more real and down to earth than those that want to move up the social hierarchy by any means necessary. Now, I can get along with anyone in any social class, but I only vibe with a certain type of people. And the people that I vibe with are those that are real, those that are mature, and those that have high integrity. Whereas the alpha will automatically respect anyone if they have high social status or position. Because again, the alpha relies on the social hierarchy system and relies on having status. And so being affiliated or connected to high status people is a big thing to the alpha. Now, the alpha is a dominant extrovert and the sigma is a dominant introvert. So the alpha's nature is to dominate and rule over people. Whereas the sigma doesn't care to dominate anyone else and he will never allow anyone to dominate him. But since the sigma is a dominant introvert, this means the sigma will dominate himself and dominate his internal self rather than other people. The sigma will rebel and fight to the death before he allows someone to control or dominate him. And this is why the sigma is known as the rebel of society. And the sigma will not take orders from anyone that he does not respect. And this is one of the reasons why the sigma male exists outside of the social hierarchy and pyramid. It is much easier for the sigma to call his own shots and determine his own path since he has no one to answer to but himself and to God. Now, the alpha and sigma both make excellent leaders, but they have completely different styles of leadership. The alpha is an excellent leader because of his ability to rule and control his group and followers. And this is due to the alpha's charisma and dominant extrovert behavior. Whereas the sigma is more of a mastermind and he has the ability to create systems of operation that will make the entire organization more efficient and effective. And like I said, the sigma doesn't care to dominate anyone else. So he will allow people to have independence and freedom as long as they are producing the results that the sigma wants and desires. If they are not producing, the sigma will simply replace them until he has all the right people that can do exactly what he wants. And the alpha naturally wants to be the leader, whereas the sigma doesn't care to be the leader or even want to be the leader. And this is because the sigma knows that he will have to manage people and deal with all of their emotions and all of the work drama. And so the sigma prefers to work alone, but is often offered positions of leadership due to his high intelligence and abilities. But oftentimes you will see the sigma turn down leadership positions unless he sees it as a good fit for him. Whereas the alpha will always take the leadership position if it is offered to him. And so as a sigma entrepreneur and business owner, the sigma knows and understands that the alpha is a good leader and excellent at controlling people. So what the sigma will do is, he will hire the alpha and use him to manage everyone else so that the sigma doesn't have to deal with all of the annoying things that comes with managing people, like emotions, complaints, and workplace drama. And this will free up energy and time for the sigma to do what he does best, which is to be a visionary, the mastermind of the company, and focus on directing the company into greater success. So many times the alpha will be the one that everyone sees, but the sigma is the hidden guy in the background controlling the alpha and running the show. And this works out for both the sigma and the alpha because the alpha loves the spotlight and having the status of leader. And he is naturally good at being the leader of people. But he doesn't have the vision, the strategic capabilities, or the creativity of the sigma male. And the sigma prefers to be out of the spotlight, but wants to control the direction of the business and implement all of his ideas. So he enjoys controlling everything from the shadows. Now the sigma prefers to be out of the spotlight, but he is actually really good when put into the spotlight. So he can step into the spotlight and kill it if necessary. but he prefers to stay out of the spotlight if he can. So this is how the Sigma and Alpha can actually work well together. The Sigma pulling the strings from the background and letting the Alpha be the front man in the spotlight and managing all the people. And so I hope this video was helpful in understanding how the Sigma leader differs from the Alpha leader. So please like the video and subscribe to the channel if you found any value in what I discussed. And remember that The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Spotify and Apple. So share the podcast with your friends and family so they can understand you better as a Sigma. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at JBTheRealSigma. So thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Keep working on yourself and master your emotions.